Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
It's a crazy time, crazy things happening all around the world, and I don't know anybody that gets up probably 5 hours before most people and digs into it, studies and researches, have the time to manage and be part owner of over 160 different companies
just
lived that world, you know, and works out the stuff that we've, you know, celebrated in, as business owners for years, just better.
Yes.
You know, plan your day the night before, get up early, work it out on paper before you walk it out, you know, in life. And it took that kind of lens to be able to look at the craziness that's going on in the world when a group called the World Economic Forum gets together and they roll out a thing called the Great Reset, and they're intentionally reshuffling the deck of cards that the whole world is based on to their advantage so that the masses have less and the elites have more, not just more money, because these guys all have more money than they could ever think about spending. It's more power, mm-hmm. more influence, more control. They just crush everything in their way. And it takes people like this to stand up to that. I actually wrote a book titled Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. And,
yes.
if you're kind of a part of that, if somewhere in this process you woke up, you looked at a prescription you couldn't get, or you looked at information you couldn't get, or you made what seemed to be a harmless Facebook post and you were controlled, mm-hmm. your thoughts are controlled, or maybe your child's coming home from school and they're sharing information they're getting and they're like, this is not what they taught when I was there. There's the foundations you're standing on are getting shook up and you're like, hey, we need a great awakening. Well, you're probably a part of that. We're going to break down some things that are going on in the world right now that are shocking and somewhat encouraging, mm-hmm. With the one, the only, from the Thrive Time Show, Clay Clark.
Yay!
Oh, yes! Well, I'm excited to be with you guys today. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you.
Absolutely. Well, like David said, you know, you get up 3 o'clock in the morning, you start studying, and if anybody goes to Thrive Time Show on Rumble, you're going to see just video after video of Clay where he studies, he takes clips, he puts this information out. We have learned so much from you, Clay. And something I wanted to highlight today, David was talking about the World Economic Forum. Well, somebody they consider the prophet is Yuval Noah Harari. And he's talking about finances, where he sees kind of money, exactly, right there, money going. And we wanted to your take on this. What exactly is he saying, and what are your thoughts? Let's check this out.
When I look at Bitcoin, as a historian, I don't like it, because this is a money built on distrust. The central idea of Bitcoin is basically electronic gold, that we don't trust the banks, the governments, so we don't want to give them the ability to create as much money as they like, so we create this Bitcoin. It's a currency of distrust. I do think that the future belongs to electronic money, but what we've seen over the last centuries is that it's actually a good idea to give banks and governments the ability to create more and more money in order to build more trust within society. So I'm not sure what money would look like in 20 years or 30 years, but I hope it will be a currency of greater trust and not a currency of distrust.
Okay, Clay, what is he saying here? Okay. What are your thoughts?
Let me break it down real quick here. I had this conversation last night with my children. So my wife is out of town right now at some sort of cheerleading event. And so therefore, my four kids are forced to listen to me pontificate about these subjects. So I'm explaining to them about the non-binary culture. Now, I'm going to look up some stuff over here. I'm not playing Tetris, but I want people to understand what I'm saying. So in the future, you're going to see non-binary genders. I think we all know about that. And if we don't know about that, Baphomet is the transgendered symbol of Satan. Baphomet, B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. Baphomet is the transgendered symbol of Satan, a.k.a. non-binary genders. You're going to see non-binary money. non-binary money. Now, non-binary money, that could be scary if you have a mind that works. That's where you don't know how much money you have or don't have. So listen to this audio clip, just a brief audio clip here. And this comes to you from Gilbert Verdean. Nobody talks about Gilbert Verdean, but he is the CEO of a company, the founder of a company called Quant, which is rolling out the quantum quant.network. That's the new central bank digital currency system.
So money is evolving from a very binary thing, which is where it is today, to a very complicated, intelligent form of money, which we call smart money.
So it's non-binary money. And then if you look this up, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I'll pull up the Bible verse so we can all see it here. 1 James 1:8 says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So quick recap again, non-binary money. Money that you don't really know how much you have of it because the money can be turned on or off based upon your adherence to their satanic globalist agenda. Non-binary genders based upon whatever their satanic agenda is, and then non-binary laws based upon whatever their satanic agenda is. So I'm going to give you an example of something that I love about David Whited, because Dave's right here, Stacey. So on the Reawaken tour, when we go to Detroit June 7th and 8th, we do the Reawaken tour. By the way, we have 187 tickets left right now.
Wow. 187. Wow.
People can get those at timetofreeamerica.com. Whenever I say, hey, David, I'd love for you to speak, and could you speak between 8 and 8:15 or between 2 and 2:15 or whatever time you have a 15-minute slot, you guys always end on time with about 30 seconds to spare. You sincerely do that. And it's not a mean idea that the next speaker is speaking right on time. That's a binary idea. Either you're on time or you're not on time. Another example, airlines. I always take the first flight out. I surprised my wife on Sunday. I flew out to Orlando to surprise her because she didn't know I was going to come visit her. So I flew out there and I got on the first flight when I left Southwest Airlines first flight, because the first flight is very rarely late because it's the first flight. It's hard for the plane to arrive late because it's going to leave on time. So what I'm saying is, though, is there are certain people at the airport, we've met these people. They're running late to the airport, and they want everybody in front of them to hustle up because they're running late. And they can't grasp the idea that the reason why you're late is because you didn't leave early. What am I saying? We're getting to a place where the monetary system, it would almost be like the entire plane could be held up because someone's running late. But in their mind, they're not late. In their mind, the plane is early. You get the idea. So it's non-binary thinking. It's a thing where I could say something that's true and somebody could consider what I'm saying defamation, even though it is true. So I can say something on my show, on my social media, on my broadcast. It is true, but it is perceived to be defamation by somebody who wants to change the definition. So we have non-binary laws. You have non-binary money, non-binary genders. And then Yuval Noah Harari is wanting to introduce non-binary times and laws. So he is actually suggesting that we change the times and the laws. This is some wild stuff. So back to the root question here. He is distrusting of any type of monetary system that empowers the people. So if your listeners go to your precious metals dealer, I'm sure you can pull up the link there on the screen there. But when they schedule a consultation with Kirk Elliott or whatever precious metals dealer they go with, you're going to know, folks, if you have gold in your possession, because you're going to have it right there in your hands.
Right.
Now, if you put your money, if you buy precious metals and you do what I'm, if you do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do, if you go out there and buy precious metals paper, so paper that states, certificates that state you have precious metals, you'll find that you don't actually have the amount of precious metals that you think you have. So what we're doing is, Yuval Noah Harari, he's fighting back against binary money. Either you have silver or you don't. You have gold or you don't. He's fighting against binary laws. Either it's evil, it's pro-Satan or pro-God. He's fighting against binary genders, either you're a man or a woman. He's fighting against binary sexuality. He's openly pro-gay, lesbian. He's fighting against binary borders, either you're in the border, you're in our country legally or illegally. This man is pushing for a non-binary worldview.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Clay, with what he was talking about and with the Fed now live at this point, what is your thought on that? Can you talk about, because maybe there's listeners today that don't really know what the Fed now is and the significance of it going live last week?
Okay, so Jared Bernstein is the top economic advisor for Joe Biden, okay? So Jared Bernstein wakes up every day and is supposed to be thinking about how to make the economy strong. So let's listen to what he says just briefly, and then I'll break that down for you. Here you go.
The government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, yeah, I guess I'm just, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking.
He doesn't get it.
Wow. Okay, so. You think that's legit? You think he really doesn't know?
I've seen that several times. It's just baffling every time. I always make this statement about politicians, and these guys are, you know, non-elected, you know, bureaucrats that are put in positions. But most of them, like whoever you are right now watching the show, most of the people in charge could not do your job. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you do for a living, as you're watching this and you're on your way to work or home, or you know, they couldn't do your job. They're the most incompetent, unaccountable humans on the planet. And I think that's why they rise to positions of power.
You're 100% correct. And I'm just going to make sure we all get this idea. So what happens is Jared Bernstein, okay, he studied it's a monetary theory, okay? So he has a theory that he's wanting to implement, okay? And it's not like I didn't come up with this. I don't sit at home at night saying, you know, gosh, I need to come up with a theory for what's happening to our monetary system. So let me just play this real quick here. This theory, okay, that exists right now, it's called the Cloward-Piven theory. I'm going to play this. Bear with me, folks. This is a theory being taught at Columbia University, okay? And so they need people to implement they need people willing to implement the Cloward-Piven strategy invented in 1966.
Here we go. Deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
You know, I talk a lot about a man named Jared Bernstein, and Jared Bernstein is the lead economic advisor to the United States government who advocates for losing the world reserve status. And he's written reports on it, dethrone King Dollar, et cetera. And, you know, by weaponizing the dollar and telling Saudi Arabia, the linchpin of the hegemony, hey, we're going green. Well, that set the ball in motion. And I always have said, I've talked about that with you a lot and on your show. But I've also talked about the things that bother me the most about what's happening in this country is the lawlessness, the open borders, the wokeness, the, you know, the questioning of the electoral system, of the judicial system. That's bothered me more than anything, because, you know, if this country represented what it was when you went to fight for it, I think we were united, and we could stand up to problems. We could fix this. We could get away from it. But when people look at what's happening in our country, all of the things I just mentioned, I think they wonder what the hell's going on in this country. Now, interestingly enough, Jared Bernstein, who I believe is the architect of the de-dollarization plan, the lead economic advisor of the U.S. government, graduated along with Barack Obama from Columbia University, along with Anthony Blinken, the current Secretary of State, former Attorney Generals Bill Barr and Eric Holder, and Madeleine Albright, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. And I want to give a shout out to our mutual friend, Mark Moss, who kind of turned me on to this, opened my eyes to it, and it blew me away. Because all of these things that I've been lamenting over the past several months on gosh knows how many podcasts I've done and talked about it, there's the Cloward-Piven strategy that I'm like, oh my God, this is what they're doing. And it's about a man named Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. They were two professors who taught at Columbia University, husband and wife. And they taught a theory that outlined a plan to socialize America by overwhelming the systems with government spending and entitlement programs. And in essence, I'll just read a couple of the strategies. The primary objective of the strategy is to create chaos with the hopes of destroying America's capitalist economy and replacing it with a socialist system that guarantee what well, that includes guarantee.
Okay, so just so we're clear, their plan is to intentionally introduce hyperinflation and unsustainable government entitlements due to an intentional overflowing of our borders, overwhelming of the systems, and they want to destroy it to build back better. So they're intentionally throwing a figurative lighter fluid on the economy and burning it down. That's the plan is to burn it down. So that's their plan. And Jared Bernstein, the guy who we played there, played the audio clip of him, the video clip, he actually has advocated for removing the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. And he's the one in charge of the U.S. economy under Biden. So that's the actual plan. And so what's happening is, I don't know the percentage, guys. I don't know the number. All I know is this. I'll pull up a stat so people can look at this. This is a real stat. Let me pull this up. I'm going to have to hunt Jimmy just 1 second, doing a little bit of hunting. Almost done hunting. Stay on target. Still hunting. I feel like we're almost done hunting. People are getting bored as I'm hunting. They're tired of it. They want me to quit hunting. They want me to stop. Okay, I found it. Okay. So right now, the central banks have just the world central banks have just disclosed that. Oh, this just in. Oops. We forgot to tell you. We bought $24 billion of gold in the past 3 months. And what? So what's happening is the world central banks are going, we just bought $24 billion of gold in the last 3 months. So they're doing record amounts of gold buying. And there's a few percentage of the population. I don't know what percentage of the American population listens to your show, but it's about that percentage that's buying precious metals. I mean it. Seriously. It's less than 1% of the population. That is actually grasping the idea that these countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all moving into a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. Mm-hmm. It looks to be announced in October is when BRICS will be announcing the full expansion, adding an additional 25 to 40 countries. So very, very few Americans, just your listeners probably, 1%, they're buying precious metals because they go, well, I should probably buy precious metals before the world converts to a new currency backed by gold. But most of the world doesn't understand this. So what the elites are doing, the self-proclaimed elites, they are taking right. their assets and they are buying precious metals and they're moving into Bitcoin and into this system where they feel like they have more sovereignty or more control over their money. And Yuval Noah Harari does not want anybody to do it. And so as the world's number one academic, as a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, he's now trying to set the narrative that anybody who's investing in Bitcoin and or precious metals must be a problem to the system. And that's what he's trying to do.
Wow. Okay. So how does a FedNow play into that?
Well, FedNow, there's Executive Order 14067, Executive Order 14067 that was signed by Joe Biden. And Executive Order 14067, I'm saying it because people should look it up. Executive Order 14067, it lays the path or it creates the – if you're building a road, this would be like bulldozing the trees to make room for the road. That's what Executive Order 14067. And Lael Brainard and Jared Bernstein. Lael Brainard, somebody out there says, who's Lael Brainard? She kind of reminds me of Khan from The Wrath of Khan. And that's probably because I have a psychological problem where I really like or hate that movie. I don't know. But Lael Brainard, let me pull up this video. This is Lael having a good time. Here we go.
I'm pleased to join you at the FedNow Early Adopter Workshop. Together, we'll be ready to launch the FedNow service between May and July of 2023.
Woo! Okay, so Lael Brainard, she is the 14th director of the National Economic Council, whatever that means. She and Jared Bernstein are obsessed with moving away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So FedNow is going to be pitched as the new safe and secure way to conduct transactions. And so that people don't freak out, a lot of countries are going to go ahead and keep their currency in name only. So we're going to move to a digital dollar of the Mexican currency system. We're going to move to a digital dollar form of the Canadian currency system. We're going to move to a digital dollar version of the Chinese yuan. We're going to move, you get the idea. And then what they're going to do is it's all controlled, though, by the same ledger. By the same, and there is a woman who just did an interview on ITM Daily. Let me pull it up real quick here. And her name is Pippa. I don't know a lot of Pippas, but Pippa Malmgren, she did a good – I don't believe Pippa's on our team, but she explained it out loud at what they call the World Government Summit. Here we go.
What we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy.
Okay. And then Yuval, he's talking about the nature of money is going to change. He's saying the same thing. This is Yuval Noah Harari. One more clip for you. One more clip.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically. Maybe the financial system will become so complicated as AI takes over more and more of the action that it will be just too complicated for the human mind.
And I'm not picking on you, Stacey, but I want to tell you something. Stacey, you're one of the most active listeners I know. So when you're listening, I know you're, I can see it in your face. I mean this. This is true. And my wife and I, because my kids are in cheerleading, sometimes we've had to sit through and listen to people that have non-binary worldviews explain their worldview. Mm. And when I went out to surprise my wife, Dave, I was waiting in the lobby to surprise my wife, you know. So I'm there listening to people who have a very different worldview than me talk. Mm. And what they're saying at no point makes sense. But then sincere people like your wife there, Dave, they're trying to like listen to this non-binary jackassery. And I'm serious. I'm watching it happen because they're trying to explain how the cheerleading score system is kept. So I'm watching this. This dad's like, so how do we know if we won? And this mom's going, well, it's based upon complexity. It's based upon how difficult it is. It's based upon the experience. It's based upon, it's like, so there's no score. And the other lady's like, no, there's a score. It's just a scoring system. And so the dad, and I'm just watching this, waiting for my wife in the lobby. He's going, so at no point are we going to know who won. I mean, we traveled all the way out to Orlando. Our kid just performed, and we have no idea if they finished last or first. And the lady's like, well, I think you could say that, but really you have to look at the you have to look at the risk of injury. And he's like, the risk of injury is like, you have to look, I mean, how dangerous is the routine? How safe is it? How experienced? The level of the length of it? How many flips? How many falls? How many? And the guy's you don't have a score. And he's like, no, there is a score. And he's like, well, tell me what the score is. I want to know, did our kid win or not? And she's like, I'm telling you, we're going to have to go tomorrow back to the ESPN zone to find out if you won. Why can't we know now? We just performed. I played basketball. And this guy had a few beverages, but he's like, I played basketball. You would know whether you won or not. You're telling me we have to go to bed not knowing if we won and if we even have to come back tomorrow to watch again. And she's like, sir. And that's how this monetary system's working, Dave. It's like where it's sincere people that are going, so how does the money work? And they go, well, you know, depends on who you voted for and how much meat you were eating, how many kids you had.
Yeah.
It's true. How much you travel on a plane?
Every air flight, when you go online to buy tickets, beside each price, there's also your carbon footprint number. They've quantified the carbon expenditure or whatever for your travel. You know, so once they track that and they connect, well, you've had this much meat, you've done, and for years, you know, like credit reports, if somebody, you have a Bank of America Visa card, and on your card, if you purchased alcohol. Well, that goes into your overall risk factor and does impact your credit report score. When you look at it and say, I've got a 720, I got a 786, I got a whatever you got, it's impacted by the purchases you make. They've on a micro level tried to do this in a way that's like, you know, using oven mittens to play Jenga. Well, now they've got full dexterity to track and manipulate the numbers that attach to what is Clay Clark's score.
Right.
Where do you rank in society? So
it's just crazy this is happening.
On your phone right now, I encourage everyone right now, you get a phone just this weekend. Okay. So this weekend for about 36 hours, I detached from my normal flow, went to visit my wife on the Saturday, Sunday, And so, you know, somebody, I met this person at the, in the lobby, and they were telling me about their thing and what do you do? What do you do? The whole thing. And they're exchanging contact information. And you have to put in now the pronoun that the person it's on your phone. When you put in a new contact, it asks you what pronoun they are. And if you choose not to declare a pronoun, that goes against you. I just want to be very clear. Like, this is what's happening right now. So this is what's happening. And so as we kind of move into a call to action with the limited time we have today, I want to respect your time there. I would just say, A, if you haven't scheduled a consultation to have a conversation about binary money, you know, do you own it or not? Is it physical or not? You really should reach out to your precious metals dealer of choice. I think you guys have had I know you guys have had a long-term relationship with Kirk Elliott. I encourage everybody just to schedule a consultation. If you haven't done it today, because I'm telling you, to quote Yuval Noah Harari, which I hate to do, the nature of money is going to change dramatically. The monetary system will become so confusing you won't even know how it works, really. That's wild. Okay, so you're going to have a bunch of Jared Bernsteins running around not knowing how much money they have. That's how it's going to be. Okay, second thing we need to know is if we're going to get involved, we have to do something. We can't do nothing. God asked Abraham to do something, Moses to do something, David to do something. There was nobody who was told by God,
Moses, this just did, do nothing.
Oh, okay. I'll continue doing that then. No. Don't stop doing something because I need you to do nothing. Just do nothing. Okay. That didn't happen. So what I would recommend you do is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we're just to 180 tickets left now. We've got Alina Haba, President Trump's attorney. Obviously, he's in court every single day. She's got a lot to share. She'll be speaking. Kash Patel, Trump's chief legal advisor, he'll be speaking. Eric Trump, Laura Trump. I mean, the whole lineup's going to be there. General Flynn, Mike Lindell. It's going to be a blasty blast in Detroit, Michigan. That's June 7th and 8th, the final confirmed event. We have 4 p.m. on Thursday. We're going to show General Flynn's documentary. 4 p.m. on Thursday. If you want to see General Flynn's documentary, 100% free. Friday, Saturday, 70 plus speakers. Again, you can name your price. And if you do use promo code FLYOVER, which I encourage you to do, you have a chance to win a backstage pass as we get down to those final 170 tickets. And again, the mainstream media likes to say you can't name your price, but you can name your price. I should know because I set the price. So you can name your price and you can go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And then finally, just the thing I want to tell you is you cannot believe the lies. And I encourage you, when possible, to ask God for discernment. As an example, I know multiple people that are from New Jersey that were in New Jersey that were telling me about the New Jersey situation. And they're saying, look, there's probably 70,000, 80,000 people here in New Jersey to watch President Trump, and all the bars and restaurants are full too. So minimum, there's maybe 90,000 people. And I'm at the
drone footage of it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And I'm in the lobby of this particular hotel, and on CNN, they're running, you know, mainstream media, they're doing headlines reporting on the event. And the way the media was shooting it and from the angles they were shooting it, you would think that nobody was there. Now, so I went to my phone and I go into the right side broadcast and I watched. And I thought, wow, this looks full. But on the screen right in front of me, I noticed that they shot it in a way to make it look pitiful, to make it look empty, to make it look like nobody was there. And that's what they're going to do right now, because the world is waking up. I would not say at the speed I wish they would, and maybe not about the issues I wish they would wake up to, but more and more people are going, you know, avocados are $8. That's it. I'm going Trump, baby. And there's people in my office and in my life who are longtime Democrats who've told me, they go, you know, the $8 avocado, the $4 gallon of gas, it's not a move. I'm going to be voting for Trump. And more and more Americans are just waking up to the basic concepts that Bidenomics does not work.
Man, it's true. Clay, it's not a 50-50 split. We were talking to a guy this weekend, and he's like, I know the country's kind of a 50-50 split. In my mind, I'm like, it's not close. Mm-mm. It's not close. We're not 50-50 as a nation. We don't have red states. I mean, we don't have blue states. Every state's red. If you go county by county wins, we have blue cities, you know, in certain spots, specs. I know there's a lot of people concentrated in some of these places, but there's a swing taking place. I want to play a clip real quick, and I want to get your reaction to it as we wrap up here. I grew up with Lawrence Taylor being the number one best football player ever, no competition. He was at this New Jersey event that city officials are saying was between 80, 100,000. You know, that's what the government was. Mm-hmm. And also, if you look at this on Twitter, the place was immaculate when all of these MAGA, you know, crazy people, when they left, it was clean.
That's good.
It was clean. You could see down the rows. They didn't leave any trash. It's unbelievable people. But I want to play this Lawrence Taylor endorsement real quick and get your take on it as we wrap up.
I just want to say, I grew up a Democrat. And I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again. Okay.
Don't you just love that guy? Don't you just love that guy? I tell you, it has been a very exciting day. You guys, not one person left here. You're still here yelling and screaming. So my word is, Wildwood, are you in the house? Now I can't hear you. Wildwood, are you in the house? Thank you guys for all your support. And how about a great shout out for Metro Exhibits, baby? We made it all happen, all because of you. Thank you.
Wow, that's a big deal.
You got a couple of Hall of Famers there getting behind Trump. And I think it's opening people's eyes in a really unique way.
Yeah, you know, I'll just say this is I don't view the world this way, but let me say this. As an entrepreneur, Dave, I'm always trying to view the world like my customer. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a really important tip out there. If you own a business and you're trying to sell something, you think about it and go, how does my customer perceive my business? That's such a valuable thing. So I always try to just forget my bias for a second. Forget that I'm a Christian. Forget that I don't really care about what pro sports are about. And then just pretend that I'm the average person for a second. I know a lot of people, Dave, that really, really rise and fall based upon their team winning a game or their athlete endorsing a thing. And they get inspired by sports movies. They get rallied to go see a movie about sports. They want to watch the Super Bowl. They want to watch the World Series. They want to watch – nothing wrong with that. These people that really get into that. And so to have a athlete that was the best athlete of his sport for a decade who – beloved in the biggest city in America, New York, to have Lawrence Taylor, celebrated Hall of Fame linebacker for the New York Giants, to come out and to say that he once was a Democrat, but now he's not going back. That mm-hmm. is an unbelievable endorsement. That is so sincere and so strong. And for anybody that needs a little hope, which I do today, I'll tell you this. Years ago when Barack Obama, and I'll leave you with this, when Barack Obama was running for president, I remember talking to a man in my life who was very, very respected. I liked him a lot. And I said to him, hey, who are you voting for? And he said, Barack Obama. And I said, can I ask you why? And he said, well, because he's the only black candidate I've ever had a chance to vote for. So I'm voting for him. I said, are you aware that he's pro-choice? He goes, oh, yeah, he's pro-choice. I said, are you aware he wants to like radicalize our medical system? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, are you aware? And he goes, are you aware he's black? And that's as deep as the conversation got.
Wow.
And Barack Obama, for people that don't know, he got over 98, 99% of the black vote. So if you look it up, folks, don't believe me. It was like in the high 90s. It was like 98%. Some estimates say 99, some say 97, but you get the idea. I mean, it was almost 100% of the vote there. And it was just this, and think about the branding they threw at it, the celebrities. I mean, John mm-hmm. Legend was endorsing him. The mainstream media was like every night, the nightly news was a constant endorsement for hope and change, the whole thing. And now, when President Trump ran the last time, I don't know the percentage he got, but many estimates are saying, you know, he got double digit votes from the black vote and double digit votes from the Hispanic vote and a lot of Hispanic votes, actually. Well, now the studies, the research, the polling is showing that President Trump is doubling the number of certain minority voters, doubling. So wow. With doubling the number of voters, doubling. It becomes a little bit too big to rig. And that's the phrase that I would give everybody today to pray about, to think about, to put on your dashboard. Let's make it too big to rig, because I can't change the election adjudication system. I can't go in there. And I really have been frustrated that more has not been done. But I think if we make it too big to rig, that's something that we can all rally behind. And that's really my rally cry. I know that's yours as well. Between now and the election, we're doing everything we possibly can do here at the Thrive Time Show. I know you guys are doing it at the Flyover Conservative Show. I know at Elijah Streams they're doing it. I know many broadcasts, Mel Kay, Amanda Grace, I could go off listing them today, that are doing everything they could possibly possibly do right now to make it too big to rig. So I would just say between now and November, let's make it too big to rig. Let's get Trump flags out there. Let's not apologize for who we're voting for, because I think you're going to find that a lot of people are sharing that same sentiment with you right now. And I think we are seeing a tipping point with the average American voter today. So great job, Lawrence Taylor. I thought that was a courageous thing to do. I applaud Lawrence Taylor. It was a bold thing to do. Certainly not a popular thing to do in the world of pro sports, but he did it. And I think that's going to really turn the tide for a lot of people.
I love it. We're 174 days away from the 2024 election. Let's make it too big to rig. I love it. Clay, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, Flavor Family, go to ThriveTimeshow.com. Get your tickets for this June event, 7th and 8th.
It's going
to
be epic.
It's going to be epic. Thanks again, Clay. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives! 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single, and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, indubitably qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to ThriveTimeShow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to FlyOverConservatives.com.